Yo, what's up, street togs, street gods, street vlogs, or Kim the house. Alright, some thoughts. This one is some thoughts on competition. Why compete? Is it a good idea? Etc. So, I was randomly watching highlights of the Arnold Strongman Classic, the Strongman competition. You know, all these dudes competing against each other. And competition. I don't know, like, a lot of people think and believe that competition brings out the best in us, the greatest powers, etc. But on the contrary, I don't actually think that's the case. I think, competition breeds kind of bizarro behavior. So some things that competition breeds, which I think is bad. A1, you know, drug use. I don't need to say it, but steroids are bad, guys. Testosterone injections are bad, whether it be Coco Natural or androgynous, syndrogynous, monogamous, trigonomogamous. It's not good, guys. If you want to boost your test, do an EK status. 100% carnivore diet, beef neck bone you get for $0.99 a pound. Beef organ meats, liver is my personal fave. Large intestine, small intestine is also good. Intermittent fasting, etc. Yeah, and I think, I was thinking, why are all these strong men all bald? Like, look red. And then it's like, I mean, I don't know all the sciences behind it, but I guess, and I learned that you do steroids, it causes you to lose hair. So when you ever see these like guys who are bald and have a beard and kind of like really like, I don't know, the like, I don't know, either at the gym, strongman competitions, CrossFit, I guess, slightly older guys, they might be on the juice. I mean, ultimately, you don't know if someone's on the juice or not, and it doesn't even matter because as long as he's not on it, it's good, right? Some basic thoughts. So, you know, like sports, right? I didn't know this either too, but there's like some dudes who in high school, like 17, 18 years, is like already balding. But then the thing is, they're already getting drafted for you know, like Texas football teams, blah blahs. It seems that, yeah, they're probably on some, like, even apparently high schoolers are already on the juice. It's not good. So it's like probably the reason I'll never put 10 my son in sports. Sends what, 2 years, 9 months now? Is because you put kid in sports. Imagine you put your kid in high school footballs, right? He's playing against other kids who are on the juice. Is gonna like, yeah, it's not good. And also, it instills too much this notion of winning versus losing. And Coco, nobody likes Coco losing. And therefore, as a consequence, it's bad for your self-esteem, your self-estimate, your self-worth, etc. And also, like, I think physicality is a good thing, right? And actually, if we think about ancient Greek ideals, it wasn't really about winning or losing. It was more about, like, courage or cowardice, I suppose. Like, even, for example, Achilles versus Hector, right? Hector, mere mortal. Achilles, demigod, right? So, like, everybody knows Achilles is the most supreme fighter, and even even our best friend Hector knows that, you know, Achilles is superior to him in fighting. But according to the gods, to Zeus and to Homer, the writer, the gods, Zeus, etc., everyone views Hector and Achilles on the same footing, even though ultimately the Achilles ends up killing Hector, right? Spoiler alert, right? It's so funny. It's like, the reason I don't mind spoiler alert so much too is that, like, not like I don't care so much what the consequence of the solution is. It's more like I'm kind of more curious about the storyline and the morals, the ethics, the ethos behind it. So more faith studying the kind of the ethics and the ethos of the Iliad and studying Achilles rather than modern day thinking on almost anything. Cool artwork in downtown Culver Arts District. Apparently there's a good art walk here happening. I'm not gonna be here, but should be good. Also some other thoughts. Maximum pedestrian lifestyle seems like a good idea. So yeah, like I think just like try always find like more ways to do more or achieve more in life. Practical thought is killing 10 birds in one stone, killing 1,000 birds in one stone. So the benefit of walking everywhere, and how does one do this? I mean, a very simple strategy, just rent an apartment in what you consider a desirable or very pedestrian friendly neighborhood. Technically, like, I mean, to some extent, all neighborhoods are walkable, but not all walks are nice. So you just have to experiment, look around. I mean, I like Culver City, downtown Culver City, kind of the arts district, is pretty cool. If you're curious, two bed, one bath, really nice, clean, good design neighborhood. It was listed for $3,500 a month, but we're paying only $3,200 a month, $3,200 a month. So mucho dinero, but I think it's worth it. And yeah, just being able to walk everywhere and vlog and think seems like a good idea. So the reason why I think this is so important and critical is that, I don't know, just like life here in LA. Oh, so people are just kind of curious, oh, how's life in LA? So people, especially people from OC Orange County, they're like, oh, LA sucks, you know, always stuck in traffic, 4 or 5, right? I'm like, that's only if you have to commute. If you live in a good neighborhood and you walk, technically you don't ever have to drive your car. You could just keep your car parked and you can just walk everywhere. There's at least 3 or 4 different grocery stores in the walking areas. Very, very good. I mean, you still like to go to Costco, the one in Marina Del Rey, because, you know, there's this new... check it out. Go to Costco, just a normal Costco. They have this like Wagyu ground beef, American made. It's only like $5.50 a pound. Insanely good. San Lazo. We just toss it in the air fryer, and I put into little things. We put some like Montreal steak seasoning in it, and give it to San as mini burger patties. We call it kibbe, because for a while he wasn't eating. Went to Tijo's, got some kibbes. Yeah, look at this nice art. Also, this Provoke app on the iPhone is pretty good. I love this kids' art. I only like kids' art. I don't like adult art is bad. Yeah. And yeah, also another thought too is like talking to a lot of parents. I mean, we've never put Sen in daycare. Coco Montessori, Coco Monster Story, which is essentially just like educated parents feeling less bad about their kids being in daycare. Actually, what I discovered is technically nobody wants to send their kid to daycare. I mean, wouldn't everyone prefer to raise their kids themselves? Is my thought. Because essentially no one's ever going to raise your kid as well as you can. Yeah, so being able to raise your own kid yourselves is the supreme luxury. Ooh, look at this. Off-roading walkings. Also, the good thing about vlogging, I'm just using the iPad Pro, the M1, the 11-incher, the smaller one. No case. Cases are what? Losers. No pencil. The pencil is a stylus in disguise, guys. I think the reason I'm just using the ultra wide mode, I'm holding the iPad with two hands facing me, 720p, 30fps, fine. The good thing is you don't have to transfer the files. You could just, once you connect it to the Wi-Fi's at home, just upload it straight to your WordPress media library, videopress.com, the premium one, and or the just to straight to the YouTube's, youtube.com/upload. Much more efficient in terms of workflow, because one of the big issues I've personally discovered is the file transfer times from like even a GoPro or my Lumix G9 camera is time wasteful. But anyways, more thoughts to come. Competition's bad. So continuing our thoughts. Good morning. So the reason why the competition to do. All right. So, anyways, okay. So I'm about like 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks into life down here in LA, Culver City, instead of life in OC Orange County. I mean, okay. So people are curious about how life is here. Life is like a quadrillion times better. It's much more dynamic, multicultural, diverse, which is a good thing. Certainly the, talking about cost of living, right? So, there are certain static costs, which is just like rent, or I guess, a mortgage, or if you paid it all in cash, the property taxes, I guess, right? And then food, right? And then everything else is kind of whatevs. it's like, what is a millennial? A millennial is somebody who foolishly uses their money and doesn't have a savings. Don't save money. It's like, what is, like, how is it that, like, people, like, quote-unquote, waste their money? Everyone's entitled to use their money however they want. But I think the kind of the root of it is, not like a lot of people, young people, etc. They don't like know what the where for or the where to or the point of their lives is. There's a consequence. This nice abstract photo opportunity. Andre Carter-Bresson once had this quote. Even the smallest detail could be its own leitmotif. Or best quote from Publius Iris is, even a single hair casts his own shadow, which effectively means, just look for the small details, right? Your mini photos. What are we talking about? Oh yeah, so anyways, everyone can use their money however they want, however they please, etc. simple ways to quote-unquote save money. It's not even saving money, it's just more like, money pipelines, maybe? Money pipelines is a good idea. So money pipeline, right? So there are certain things that one must do, is like consume food. So the reason why I propose 100% carnivore diet is because it's just cheaper. Just go to Costco or any Costco Business Center or any other Mexican meat market, typically the ethnic markets actually send meat pretty cheap. Why suggest to just buy beef, lamb, if it's on sale. You can even get, at Costco, they have a good lamb leg roast for $5.50 a pound. Just slice it up thinly, just pan fry it. It tastes really good. Organ meats, beef liver, last time I checked, you get beef liver for only like $1.99 a pound or $2.99 a pound. Natural steroid, guys. So it's like, so you can feed yourself super cheaply, right? Like, I mean, I tried to aim for at least 3 to 4 pounds of meat, maybe 5 pounds of meat a day. So I'm the exception, but I don't think the average person can even eat more than a pound of meat or organ meat, 2 pounds of meat. So in theory, let's do some simple math, right? Let's say you could buy beef liver for $2.99 a pound, or just like simple ground beef on sale for $2.99 a pound. Even let's say the meat is $4.99 a pound, $5 a pound, whatever's. Let's say you could only eat a pound of it a day. It's like $5 a day, a month. What, $150 a month? Yeah, I mean, like, you could afford it. Maybe 2 pounds of meat. So I think just the best way to quote unquote save money is simple. Just don't drink alcohol. It's like, I think the problem is drinking alcohol has almost kind of become like this, like, aesthetic ethos thing. Like, I think like, for example, the modern day man, right? It's like, one is sophisticated if one drinks alcohol, right? And what is a cocktail? Cocktail is just alcohol with fancy sugary syrupy stuff added to it, right? Or drink beer or really into craft specialty beer. I'm like, it's like your lifestyle approach is just increasing your estrogen levels. And guys, yes, drinking beer makes you fat. Not good. Just stop drinking alcohol. I think actually in modern day times, it takes more courage to say that, like, so you don't drink alcohol. And yeah, you don't have to explain yourself. Yeah, just drink water. Just drink tap water. Another funny thing about I found about living in LA, right? Like, people are really into, like, quote-unquote designer water, I guess. Like, then, like, the good thing about not following the news or listening to podcasts or any of this nonsense, like, alkaline water versus, like, osmotic. Like, so weird. Just drink plain tap water. No, don't worry. Bill Gates did not put the chlorine in the tap water to put the 5G... chip inside your brain to mind control. You just drink real men drink tap water. Just drink tap water or just plain filtered water for the house. You really paranoid, just buy a Brita filter, just go on Amazon for super cheap. Or just drink tap water like a real man. And yeah, just don't do drugs. People smoke weed. Like, I think like the funny thing with drugs is there's nothing like ethically bad about it. It's just like, like, you have an option, you don't need to. It's like, people is like, oh yeah, I need to smoke weed to get creative ideas. I'm like, yeah, like, I guess. Just drink coffee instead. It's I like Elon Musk's quote from the Joe Rogan interview. It's like, smoking weed is the exact opposite of drinking a cup of coffee. I think, yeah, coffee is better. Eric Kim Omakase coffee, 100% fine and robusta, is really good. Yeah. 100% fine robust is the future. Yesterday I drank some Arabica on accident, and like, I started getting all this like acid reflux, and like 100% fine robust is the way. How's it going? Hey, Marco, such a good walk. See you later, Marco. So yeah, I think yeah, actually this is a pretty cars kill kids. Yeah, now that I'm parent, I kind of know what's up. Yeah, so anyways, yeah, everyone, I just don't do drugs. Yeah, simple. Don't use Instagram. Super easy. I don't like, it was like, people hate on Elon. I'm like, you don't want to use Instagram. Just use, I guess it's not called Twitter no more. X? What's it called? X? I was talking to Cindy the other day. It's like, you don't tweet something anymore. What do you do? You X it? You send it? Post it? Upload it? It's Twitter. Or X? use the Elon Musk platform. If not, just create your own. I mean, create your own blog, website, host. Like, I really think the biggest benefit is, I mean, it's super simple, right? On your phone, just delete the Instagram app, delete the YouTube's app, delete the Facebook app, delete the Snapchat app. You gotta stay in touch with friends and family. Just send the iPhone, iMessage, text messaging thing, and FaceTime people. That's the best way to keep in touch with people. I just FaceTime people. It's really the killer where there's really no reason to get an Android anymore. Like, even like, it's so easy. I just give my mom my old refurbished iPhone 11 Pro, and then she's in Korea, right? I just FaceTime. It's like so much easier. And like, don't use KakaoTalk. Don't use like WhatsApp, Signal, Telegram, blah blah. Just use iMessage. It's fine, guys. Ain't nobody trying to hack your information. Like, people's like so funny. It's like the reason they care so much about security is that they think that like the government is trying to like hack them and spy them or read their mind. Like, the government is inept. Just like, even if there was a conspiracy theory, ain't nobody even smart enough to pull it off. So I think the best way to recognize things is just people's inept. So 100% carnivore diet. Just don't buy vegetables, fruit, blah blah. Eating out, I mean, like, nothing wrong with eating out, just going on date night, stuff like that. But I think the big problem and issue is maybe more of a, people don't know what else to do with their lives, so they just kind of dump their efforts into that, maybe. But ultimately, my thought about money is using money as a leveraging tool to create, dream, and produce what you wish to see manifest in the world.